Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
All right, welcome back into the show. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll talk about the World Cup, but just from a little bit of a different perspective. There's two things that I want to do in this segment. We will do thing one right now. This is what I would like to do. I think everybody has been in this situation before. Have you ever been out with your friends and you were having a really, really good time? The drinks were flowing, good conversation. Everybody was just having a lot of fun. Maybe you made the decision of, hey, we're at Harpo's. Why don't we go across the street to Gamble's? And you continued to have a really, really good, fun time. You're out. You're having a beer. You're with your friends. You're laughing. Everybody's joking with each other. It's great. Have you ever then looked at what time it was? It was kind of late. And then you started thinking to yourself, I kind of want to go home. Your friends wanted you to continue to be out. Oh, hey, you know, we're going to go down here to Kelly's. You were like, no, it's 2 o'clock. I've had my drinks. I'm about to call my Uber and I'm about to go home. That's where you need to be. You need to go home. That's how I feel about LeBron right now. LeBron, you've had your fun. You have. You've won 4 championships. You've been to 10 NBA finals. You've won 5 MVPs. You got to play with your son. You're the all-time leading scorer. You've had like 25 Nike signature shoes. LeBron, I don't really know why you're still out with the rest of us. It's time to go home. LeBron, all I want you to do is this. I want you to just go play with Cleveland. Can you do that for me? Can you go play for Cleveland? I don't want to hear about the Warriors. I mean, I'd even leave if you went to the Heat, I'd be fine with that. But I just want you to go to one of those two places. I want you to go home, and I want you to finish out your career. Can you do that for me? But I'm afraid. I'm afraid LeBron is going to go to Philadelphia. I really am. I want to play this piece of audio for you. This is Shams on the possible landing spots for where LeBron could play next.
When I talk to teams around the league, when I do my research, the teams that continue to come up are Cleveland, Miami, Philadelphia after they got the Jaylen Brown. Like, Philadelphia was not in the picture. And I think that's why this is somewhat a true free agency for LeBron James, because he didn't go into it with a calculation in mind, a plan in place, because, you know, you leave the Lakers, you don't necessarily know what your value is. There's not like a guaranteed max that he's walking into. There's not a guaranteed $20, $30 million salary slot that you're walking into. So you have to be open-minded. So when the Sixers got Jaylen Brown, I did some research and I found out within 24 hours, like, he's taking their pitch really seriously. And so I look at it when I talk to teams now as kind of a hierarchy of Cleveland, Miami, Philadelphia. And then I think there's some teams on the periphery.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Told you guys this story. I'll tell you again because it's certainly been a while. When I was in high school, I had 3 posters on my wall. I had the Muhammad Ali poster standing over Sonny Liston. I mean, you know that picture. You've seen that picture a million times. I had a Britney Spears picture. I used to love Britney Spears. I really did. I loved her so much. I saw Crossroads in theaters. That's how much I loved Britney Spears at a time of my life.
You tried to get me to watch Crossroads like 10 times.
Fantastic movie. I would watch Crossroads today, actually. And I had a LeBron James poster. I love LeBron. I really do. He's my favorite athlete. Like, if you were saying rank all of your athletes all time, LeBron would be number one on the list. I love LeBron. LeBron, if you go to Philadelphia, everything that people have said about you in relation to this will 100% be true. You're a bandwagon fan. You're a team hopper. You had no interest in Philadelphia, and now they got Jaylen Brown, and now you want to go play with them? Come on, LeBron. Don't do that. Come on now. Please don't do that. That's still trying to be outside. You're now trying to go to another bar. Now you're trying to go down to Power and Light. Bro, just go home. No. You were just at Shark Bar. You were just at PBR. Now you want to go to Mosaic? Go home. Just go play with Cleveland, please. Go play with Cleveland. Finish out this last year. They'll build a statue of you. Whether it's the block on Iguodala or you doing the chalk. And it'll be great. It'll be amazing. Your kids will be there. Your wife will be there. Your mom will be there. It'll be the perfect close to your story. You started in Cleveland. You left. You came back. You had the defining basketball play of the 21st century. And you come home to do your farewell tour. Please, LeBron, don't go to Philadelphia, dog. I can't. LeBron, I will love you less if that's what you do. I will. I will love you less. Because everything that people have said about you, I got to start looking at them like, man, maybe you were right. It's just bandwagon, team hopping behavior. I can't support that. Go play for San Antonio. Go play for Denver. Go play for the Spurs if you're going to do that. Please don't go play for Philadelphia. Please don't go do that. All right, Rob, you know what? Did you know that today is National Video Game Day? Maybe you didn't know that. But today
I had no
is,
idea.
Today is, I made a list. I made a list of my five favorite sports video games, and I want to share it with you. Rob, hit some music. All right, Rob, this is my personal top five. This is not what I think the top five is. These are the five sports video games that I had the closest relationship with.
Are we doing years or like if Madden's on
no,
there, is it just Madden?
I'm giving you the years.
Oh, all right.
I'm giving you the years.
Got it.
This is no order. I don't want to argue about the order. MVP Baseball 2005. I loved that game. You guys might remember Zach Greinke on there. That curveball was next level. I would play MVP Baseball right now if they updated the rosters. I'm sure somebody has done this, but if you put the current rosters on that version of the game, I would play it right now. I love MVP Baseball. You got to remember where we were at in the early mid-2000s. The idea of using the analog stick to swing the baseball bat or swing a golf club or throw a punch in fight night was revolutionary ideas. MVP Baseball 2005. I can still hear that Dropkick Murphy song on the title screen. Tessie! Love that. Love that game. MVP Baseball 2005 on my list. Rob, Madden 2004. Some might argue 05 is a little bit better, but 04 with Michael Vick on the cover was just... That's when Madden was at his absolute peak. Madden was at its peak from 03, 04, and 05. 05 is really just 04, but they added the hit stick where you could just really just lay a guy out. Oh, Madden 2004 was phenomenal. We got to the point where you couldn't even play with the Falcons anymore. You had to pick a different team. I used to run with the Minnesota Vikings on that team. You had Dante Culpepper. Moss was on there. They had this formation shotgun tight. They had Michael Bennett I would sub in because he was like a 98 speed at running back. I played a lot of Madden 2004.
That's also the one where you had to you can click the button and it
Playmaker.
Yeah.
Playmaker was, I'm telling you, revolutionary ideas. The greatest two basketball games of all time. NBA Street Volume 2. NBA Street Volume 2 is perfect. There is nothing wrong with it. From the graphics, to the gameplay, to the soundtrack, to the love of basketball culture, to the parks, to the legends, to the jerseys. NBA Street Volume 2 is a perfect video game. NBA Jam. I have an NBA Jam machine in my apartment. I love NBA Jam. Now, on there, I play with the Golden State Warriors. I run a little Tim Hardaway and Chris Mullin. Chris Mullin can do everything on that game. He can shoot threes. He can block shots. He can steal. I will beat any of you in NBA Jam if you give me the Golden State Warriors. And Rob, I don't know if this counts as a sports video game, but I'm counting it on my list. Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2.
That's sports.
I think Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2 is a sports game. It took everything that was amazing about the first one and did it five times better in the second one. That's my top five list. National Video Game Day. These are my five, my personal five favorite sports video games. Madden 2004, MVP Baseball 2005, NBA Street Volume 2, NBA Jam, Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2. That's my list.
The fact there's not a single college football game on there is a little bit of a travesty.
Yeah, Madden was better than the college football game at that time. It got better. I mean, I think the college football game got better than Madden. I don't think it was better than Madden during that era. It was fun, though. But NCAA during that time was something you only really played for 5 to 6 weeks. Then Madden would come out, and then we all would just switch over to Madden and then play Madden for the rest of the NFL season. I liked college football during then.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.